charge. They're calling that a charge. So that will go against Bad X's number 15, Colby Meeks. That's his first, team second.
Well, I've got a bunch of scribbles on my score sheet right now.
We're off to a great start, John. Guess we should have just folded up shop after that USA game. Hayden Horn over to the left wing to Stern. The one of two seniors on this team. The layup from Stern is no good, out of bounds, and it's going to be Cass City ball. So Sandon Cathrell will inbound underneath their own hoop, right side of the radio for Cass City. 4-4, 5:22 left in the first quarter. Cathrell looking to inbound. Gets it to Stern at the right elbow. Goes in right inside the lane. Double team high off the glass. No good. Rebound brought in by Meeks. Second defensive rebound for Bad Axe tonight. Meeks down to Emmerich on the left block. Turns to the basket. Opposite block now to Meeks. Meeks. Nice post move. Turns to the basket off the glass. In for two. And Bad Axe has their first lead of the night by two. 6-4. 5:05 left in the first quarter. Sandon Cathrell, top of the key to the right wing to Stern, being guarded by Jack Clancy. Kendall Anthus dribbling around the perimeter. To the left wing, Hayden Horn. He's double teamed there. He's in trouble. Now gets down to the baseline to Schenk. Schenk and is intercepted by.
That was Cody Pulaski.
Cody Pulaski, and he put it in with a two hand layup.
Just handed it right to him.
And he's in for two, and now Bannex leads by 4 points, 8-4, with 4.5 to play in the first quarter. Hayden Horn to Stern, dribbling to the right wing, down the side of the baseline, and he lost his footing, and it goes right out of bounds, and that will result in the third turnover for the Redhawks tonight for Cass City.
Interesting, too, because it was off of Cody Tulaski. He nicked it before it went out of bounds, so they just didn't catch it.
8-4, Bad Axe leading by 4 points. Bad Axe on a 7-0 run. Check that, a 10-0 run as Colby Meeks hits the three. He has five, and now Bad Axe out by 7 points, 11-4. 4 minutes left in the first quarter. Hayden Horn across midcourt, being guarded by James Curvin, gets a screen from Schenk going to his left. Horn spins inside the lane, off the glass, rejected by the rim, rebound Colby Meeks. Meeks having a good game so far. Over to James Curvin, right wing, back up to the top to Jack Clancy. At the right elbow, takes the jump shot. This one's high, but no good. Rebound brought in by Schenk for Cass City. Cathrell to Anthus, into the corner to Stern. Stern surveying, feeds it down to the right block, down to Cathrell. He can't get the fall. Volleyball slam out of bounds, and it'll be Cass City ball retaining possession.
That is the toughest shot in basketball, right underneath. I mean, all you got to do is just put the puppy up, right? It just seems like you've got a ton of bricks on your shoulders.
And quite figuratively, too. Kendall Anthus in the corner takes the three. No good. Rebound, though, still loose into the hands of Colby Meeks. That's Meeks, I do believe, fourth rebound already tonight.
He is having a game.
Into the corner, Jensen Emmerich. Meeks at the right wing. We'll say this is the first time Jensen Emmerich's not been in foul trouble yet. As Colby Meeks goes inside the lane, he draws the foul. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots. Foul will go against, I do believe that will be Luke Stern. This will be officially his first foul. Team's third. So at the free throw line, Colby Meeks trying to extend this 7-point lead to something more for the Bad Axe Hatchets. 3:05 left in the first quarter. That may have been the ugliest free throw we've seen in quite some time, John. Not even sure that got above the rim.
We're seeing all sorts of things. Like it's first time.
It's March Madness in February. James Curvin sits down. Spencer Britt's back in. Kendall Anthus sits down. He's replaced by Colin Rubel. He's the energy man of the squad. And the second free throw is no good, but we have a lane violation. And this will go against Cass City. So one more shot coming from Meeks.
Officially, that last shot didn't count. Wasn't even taken.
Don't even look at it. Didn't happen. So we'll try this one again. Colby Meeks at the free throw line. And this one's good. So 3:05. It's now an 8-point lead. 12-4. Bad Axe on an 11-0 run right now. 3 minutes left in the first quarter. In the last 3 minutes, mind you. To the right wing, Stern dribbling against Jack Clancy. Picks it up now in trouble. Down to the baseline, and Colby Meeks is there to steal it away. Four
Meeks
turnovers for
everywhere.
Cass City. Jack Clancy down to the key to the left wing. Colby Meeks now dives inside the lane against Schenk. Off the glass, in, and gets it to fall. Colby Meeks with 7 points. He's doing it all tonight. He's getting steals. He has 4 rebounds and 7 points. And we have a timeout called by Aaron Fernald of the Cass City Redhawks. They trail by 10 points. 14-4 with 2:32 left in the first quarter right here on the WNLW Sports Network.
It may be cold outside, but the deals are hot at the mall. That's the Flaner GM Auto Mall in Bad Axe. 0% 60-month financing plus $1,750 bonus cash on select models. GM cardholders, look in the mail for additional GM card enhancements. Truck buyers, save almost $14,000 on the last 2018 Chevy Silverado Z71. Four-wheel drive quick cab with 5.3-liter V8. Heated seats, Bose audio system, rear vision camera, spray and bed liner, and trailering package. How about a 2019 Chevy Silverado Limited double cab 4x4 with power seat, remote start, 4G Wi-Fi, trailering package, and brake controller only $33,756. Lease it as low as $237 a month. Get an incredible price on a 2019 Chevy Trax. All-wheel drive with power seat, remote start, 4G Wi-Fi, and rear vision camera only $19,034. Lease it as low as $141 a month. Lease price is based with $2,000 down on a 24 or 36 month, 12,000 mile per year lease. So find new roads with a new Chevrolet from the mall. That's the Flaner GM Auto Mall located 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe. See dealer for details or go to FlanerAutoMall.com.
Meanwhile, back on the ranch, Stanton Cothrell dives inside the lane for Gas City, trailing by 10 points, and he can't get the fall rebound. Bad Axe, they fly down the court. Jack Clancy gets fouled on his way up, and he goes to the free throw line for two shots. Jack Clancy, 1-for-2 from the free throw line tonight, trying to extend this 10 lead. Foul goes against number 22, Zach Beecher, who just checked in a moment ago, team's fourth. First free throw is good from Clancy. Hayden Horn sits down. Forecast City. 2:13 left in the first quarter. Second free throw is good as the first, so it's now 16-4, a 12-point lead for Bad Axe. It's a 15-0 run in less than 4 minutes. To the right wing, dribbling would be Bryce Fernald. Now Kyle Grubel to Luke Stern, left wing, skip pass to the right wing. Bryce Fernald pops the three. It is up. This one's off the mark. Rebound brought in by Bad Axe's Cody Tulaski, and he dribbled right out of bounds with it. That'll be the second turnover for the Hatchets tonight. 16-4, Bad Axe leads by 12 points after they trailed 4-1 to start this ballgame. As was 6:18 left in the first quarter, Cass City scored a three to go by 3 points, 4-1. Ever since, Cass City's not scored, and Bad Axe has put together 15 points. Bryce Fernald goes down to the baseline, nothing there, he's in trouble, spins back out to the corner to Santa Cathrell. Against Spencer Britt, Jensen Emmer close behind him as well. They skip, and they can't hang on to it, and it's brought in by Jack Clancy. Another turnover for Cass City, and Cody Tulaski can't get to fall. Bad Axe flying all over the place, and rebound brought in by Cass City. Sammy Cathrell looks like he rolled his ankle on that one, and he's going to go out. So Hayden Horn checks back in. So things are not getting better for Cass City here. 1:21 left of the first. 16-4, Bad Axe leading by 12 points.
And it's not that Cass City is taking bad shots. They have 8 shots inside, really close. It's just not going in.
Haven't made a single one. Just that three from Santa Cathrell, and that's it. And now he's on the bench with a rolled ankle. Actually, no, it looks like his right knee. That's not good. Stern to Fernald at the free throw line. Hayden Horn at the left wing. Pulls back for the three. This one's up, no good. Rebound brought in by Colby Meeks for Bad Axe, and now we have a jump ball, and it's going to be possession arrow, Cass City. So possession arrow bails out the Redhawks. Bryce Fernald will be inbounding for Cass City right side of your radio. Out there for Cass City, Fernald, Rubel, Beecher, Horn, and Stern. Fernald gets it to Horn at the right wing, being guarded by Kervin, to Colin Rubel top of the key. Back to Hayden Horn, dribbling to his left, retreats back to top of the key, to the right wing, to Fernald. Fernald dribbles and is pickpocketed by James Kervin. 6 turnovers for Cass City in the quarter. We're left 45 seconds left. 16-4, 12-point lead for Bad Axe. Colby Meeks dribbling at the right wing, now to the top of the key. Feeds it down to Spencer Britton, short corner left side, goes down to the baseline, and he is fouled. Against, that would be Bryce Fernald is going to pick this one up. That's his first team's fifth. So pretty quick here, Baddock's going to be shooting free throws for the remainder of the entire second quarter.
We haven't even gotten out of the